lads are live in studio on the boys.
Hey, wow.
Picture this, promoting their brand new album Modern Love after selling out an incredible 5 nights in the 3 Arena. And also, Smell Fantastic. What's that about?
Okay. Smells like you've just showered.
We just have, yes.
Okay. Who smells nice?
Is it you? I think it's me.
It's Ryan.
All right. That's lovely.
Do you know what that is? That's the smell I've just been on holidays, went through duty free and gotten new aftershave.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes, what did you get?
Izumiaki.
Yes. Very nice.
You get that a lot. People love that smell.
When you arrived back into Dublin, was it really weird seeing your faces all over big billboards?
It was cool. I like it. Yeah. I like seeing it.
It's very distracting.
Good ego boost.
Yeah.
We're on the back of toilet cubicles, myself and Cooper.
Oh, nice one.
So we get selfies and stuff when people are going to the loo.
That's good. You're in a lot of photos. Good promo. I like that.
You were away because you were on the Empire State Building. Sing a song.
We were on the Empire State Building.
We were.
We were on our album.
What's the acoustics like on the Empire State Building?
They're good. It was windy.
Yeah.
I have to say, there was gusts of wind then. I was taken off the guitar at one point and it took me like a sail and nearly fell off the back. But it was great. It was amazing. That was an incredible event that we'll always remember.
Did you have to get permission or did you just whip out a guitar and start singing?
Oh, we had to get permission. Yeah, it was all done officially with the Empire State. They were really good, really helpful. Our management and label worked with them. It's an idea we had. We didn't think we were going to be able to pull it off, but we did somehow.
Do you still have to pay to go up though?
No, we didn't. It was free charge for one day.
Celebrities now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Well, this is a bit of a weird one because I was reading up on you guys and apparently, right, now you can tell me if this is wrong because it's about you, but a couple of weeks before your big show in the Academy, which was initially supposed to be in the Grand Social, but there's so many people wanted to go see you even though you hadn't performed ever. Yeah. You were actually freaking out beforehand going, lads, I've never actually performed live.
Yeah. I was freaking out when we organised to do a gig. That was when I was freaking out. It was like, I was saying to Jimmy, we're in Jimmy's studio back at his house, and he was like, we're going to have to play a gig. because we'd been a band for 6 months, but had only been on like social media. So we were like a social media band, which we didn't like that kind of tag.
Label.
Yeah, so we had to do a gig. And yeah, I was freaking out because I'd never played or sang in front of anybody before, really.
That's mad.
I just kept saying I can't do it, and Jimmy was like, you can do it. And it was good though. It was good kind of going in at the deep end straight away and like 800 people in the Academy.
Yeah.
I think that stands to me now.
And was that the one where your mic stopped working and you had to go grab another mic?
No, that was the Olympia. That was a couple of months after that, yeah.
Because you were very smooth. So your one mic stopped working. You had to go grab a mic that had a wire on it. Then a lad came over to try and fix the other mic and you just kept singing.
It worked out well, yeah. But that was actually Jimmy's experience. He gave me a nod and was like, go get the other mic.
Yeah, because mine just turned to me like, what do I do? And I was straight away, go. I knew then. Boom.
I was like, nice, thank you.
Has anything ever gone really, really, really wrong during a live performance that you just like, here, good luck with
no,
this.
We've been so lucky, I think.
We're not lucky, exactly.
We're just really good.
Well, yeah, but nothing technically.
We have an amazing crew as well.
Yeah,
everyone who works with us is extremely great and incredible, and so nothing probably really
after,
goes wrong.
Probably after jinxing ourselves now.
Yeah. Through Arena, two of those nights are probably going to rain. But the new album, Modern Love, is great. I mean, we all had to listen to it last night. There's so much songs about love that run juice. Did you get loads of texts from people saying, that's about me, isn't it?
I actually have never got that, no.
Oh,
but I'm sure they do know that it's about them.
Oh, do you?
There's one in there that I think is about me.
There's a couple in there about you, actually.
Is there?
The DJ from 98FM. Does that make it into one of the love songs? He's trying to find the lyrics.
No, Life of the Party is the one that I've been listening to. That's what it was. That's my favourite.
Oh, that's about
that's,
you,
that's
isn't
good
it?
Yeah.
Life of the Party. It starts off all vocodery. And I'm like, yes, I love this.
Yeah.
It's kind of Jojo Moroder kind of style. I like that.
Yeah.
So, never mind the new album, though. What about the album that didn't get made? Because you sort of made one and said, nah.
Yeah, we did. We made one between December and January of 2017 and 2018. And it just sounded a bit too similar to the first album, we felt.
Right.
And we wanted to progress a little bit. And the last song of that kind of session of songs was a song called If You Want to Be Loved, which is on this album.
Right.
And we discovered that kind of sound and said, let's lean more into this kind of poppier and more expansive and dynamic sound.
Cool.
How did your fans react to the newer sound then?
They'd love anything, would you stop?
They loved it.
I asked their lads, and asked Luke.
They love it. And it's great for them to see a progression. They don't want to hear the same album again. My favourite bands, I don't want to hear the same album 5 times.
Yeah.
But it's great. All of our fans loved it, and we gained lots of new fans as well, which is the perfect situation.
Don't go too far now, like Arctic Monkeys.
That we're not going to go that far.
That new album was weird.
That was weird.
I think for the next album, I reckon you need to go K-pop or Spanish.
Yeah, devil.
Yeah, yeah, it seems to be going that way, doesn't it?
Get that reggaeton going.
But lads, could you introduce your new song, Modern Love, for us live?
Sure.
Think?
This is our brand new single, Modern Love, off of our album, Modern Love. By Picture This. I hope you like it.
Nailed it.
That was perfect. Tell me you're sorry so we can move on. Kissing my friends is always 98 FM's.